Haines Junction residents have received a $137,001 grant from the Yukon Lottery Commission to build a mountain bike skills park in the wooded area between Otter Crescent and Jackson Street, the Yukon government announced on June 13. Petal Junction, the volunteer sporting organization behind the project, plans to design the park with a mix of dirt and wooden features suitable for all ages and skill levels. Planned elements include rollers, skinnies, berms, boardwalks and teeter-totters. There's actually not really much mountain biking infrastructure in Haines Junction right now. So we have put in a request for a parcel of land kind of centrally located in the village of Haines Junction, said Liana Grice, president of Petal Junction. The 2-hectare park is still in the early design phase, with plans to begin small this year by building core skill features. Future expansions, such as advanced elements or flow trails, may follow, depending on community interest and how the initial phase is received, Grice said. Petal Junction also plans to move its bi-weekly summer bike nights to the new park once construction is complete. The group hopes the space will offer a safer, more dynamic environment, with potential for use by local youth programs and future skills camps, Grice told the news. She said the organization began exploring ways to enhance recreational cycling in 2023, following a series of informal bike nights designed to help residents refresh their mountain biking skills in a local cul-de-sac. We're going to start kind of smaller at first with something like a bike skills park, kind of in line with what they have at the Research Forest and the Wolf Creek community in Whitehorse, Grice said. While no formal agreements are in place yet, Grice said the park will be open to the entire community. She anticipates working with local groups, such as the school in Haines Junction, youth centers and summer day camps, to promote broad access and shared use. The community is welcome to use the bike skills park, so I'm sure you know, once it's done construction, that we'll be able to work with all the different groups in the community to make that happen, Grice said. Construction will not begin until the land lease process is complete. The village of Haines Junction is securing the lease and will sublet the land to Petal Junction for development once all approvals are finalized, Grice said. The village is working with the Yukon government and Champaign and Edgeyuk First Nations to finalize the lease. While initial design work is underway, construction will only begin once the lease is secured, ideally later this summer, though it may be delayed until next year, Grice said. It's been brewing over the last couple of years from kind of very grassroots, like low-barrier entry-level programming in the street with some leftover building materials turned into wooden features that we pull out on Thursday nights, and then trying to find a more permanent home for it through the bike skills park, Grice said. Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.